Ziad Haidar is the political correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper As-Safir. He is based in Damascus, and he joins us from his office. Mr. Haidar, what is the reaction in Damascus today to the Israeli airstrike?
There's still no official reaction that we have heard of. Of course, what we have got till the moment is that the camp that's been attacked by the Israeli forces some late time yesterday is actually a sort of a refugee camp for Palestinians and has been abandoned since 1997. Of course, there's one casualty only, and the guy who was treated in hospital is a sort of a night guard that was there by coincidence.
So what do the people there think the purpose of this raid was?
It's not clear yet if the Israelis did their calculations well and were trying to give a signal or to hit an actual camp that they thought was for al-Jihad, the Islamic Jihad. If they got it wrong, then it's probably a fiasco. But if they were planning to give signals to the Syrians that they have moved forward into a new strategy concerning their war against what they call terrorism, then it's a signal of a new escalation that could be the new title of a new era between the Syrians and the Israelis.
How do you think it will play in the wider Arab world?
Well, definitely the Arabs are not going to be grateful. We're going to be hearing something through the Security Council, probably, and this is what I think the Syrian response is going to be focusing on in the coming few days.
Is there concern in Damascus that Israel launched an attack in Syrian airspace while at the same time there are more than 100,000 American troops in Iraq on the northeastern border of Syria?
Well, the Israelis have said it more than once that the military presence of the Americans in Iraq gave the Israelis a stronger attitude concerning their Arabic neighbors.
And you think that's what you're seeing here?
Well, I'm not sure that you can see it this way, but probably the Israeli government maybe put that element into calculation.
Ziad Haidar is the Damascus correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper As-Safir. Mr. Haidar, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.